I'd like to share tonight a thought, an appreciation of our dear Rabbi Barry Nathan, Zichrono Levracha, who was so recently taken from us. Start with a vart, maybe we'll share a story or two. There's a Medrash Tanchuma in the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, says, Hipuch Rishayim Ve'enam, U'beis Tzadikim Yamod. Hipuch, Medrash explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mahapech, when he looks into and turns over, u'mistakel, and he stares and he analyzes the ma'isim of Rishayim, ain lahem tekuma, they have no way to stand. Their ma'isim don't survive. But tzaddikim, of course, their ma'isim survive and their ma'isim go on and they're good. And the Shem Yishmuel brings from his father, the Avnei Nezer, that fascinating thing, it doesn't mean what you might have thought, that it's referring to the ma'isim of rishus, of the averus, of the bad deeds that the Rishayim did, but it's referring even to their good deeds. And he proves it from the language of the Medrash. The language says, Hashem is mahapich, he turns it over and he's mistakel and he stares. He says, if it's talking about the bad deeds of a Rasha, well then obviously there's nothing to talk about. That would be readily apparent that these are bad deeds. It's talking even about their mitzvahs. That when Rishayim do a mitzvah, when we analyze it further, when we're mahapich in it, when we look at it more carefully and we stare at it, we realize that even their mitzvahs are not really all that they seem to be. And the Shem Yishmuel explains it further. He gives a mashal. He says, if you take something and you turn it over, it's always going to, if you have a ball or something like that, and you turn it, so then whatever's going to be on the ball, if you take a basketball and you roll it over, of course, whatever's on it is going to fall off. He says, the only way to really analyze an action, the real action of a tzaddik, is to look at the internal. He says, the only place that you can be that the thing will stay in the basketball is if you're right in the center. You're right in the center. If you're at the panemius, if it comes from a deeper place, if it comes from deep in a person's heart and neshama, his actions, so then his actions stand the test of analysis. And it stands the test of knowing that these mitzvos that he's done are panemius, are really internal. And I think when I think about Rav Baruch Zichrono Levracha, I think that that's something that's exceedingly true about him. His actions and everything that he did were extremely deep and inside of him. I still remember once, it was probably about 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I remember where I was standing. I was walking up the stairs in Lander College for Men with him. And he was talking about, you know, some kids he was recruiting, and he's describing how people view things. He says, you know, people, they have their headsets. This was before the AirPods. You know, this was like when they just had these, you know, they had this, and they want to sit and have the big screen TV and the surround sound. And he looked at me and he said, David, he says, they're just afraid to be with themselves. That's what he said. They're afraid to be with themselves. And Barry was so with himself. He was so comfortable in so many places. And he was so at ease with himself, which I really think is why he was so capable. His job was an extraordinarily difficult job. He had to connect with everybody. And everybody felt like they connected with him. And the reason why is because he was never talking from like an external place. It was always from deep inside. And he had different facets, different aspects to his personality, to who he was. So this kid he would tell a vart to, and this kid he would tell a joke to, and this kid he would tell him how like his Rebbe was, you know, he knew his Rebbe when he was like 3 years old, you know, and each kid he knew how to connect with them on that deeper level. And that's really something that Barry excelled at. And then we saw even further when this terrible disease started taking hold of him, we saw just how pure Barry really was. And we saw that, like the Medrash describes, Hipuch Rishayim Ve'enam, Beis Tzadikim Yamod, that when you're Mahapechit, and nothing can possibly describe this the last year or so and what happened in his life and the life of his family as anything but a hipuch, a complete upheaval. And even through the upheaval, based Tzadikim Yamud, he stood the same way. I still remember my last conversation with him. It was probably a few weeks before coronavirus really hit. And I literally was talking to him and I felt so nischazik. I literally felt like I had more, I had so much strength from listening to him talk about what's going to be, how everything's B'yad Hashem and everything like that. And it was so clear that despite all of these trials and tribulations that he went through, it really only demonstrated the true beauty of his neshama, to pashut want to do the Ratzon Hashem, to want to help as many people as possible, always with a smile, always with a pleasant interaction. And, you know, we're confident. We say, Tehi nishmasa tzura b'tzora chayim, that his neshama should be tied with the tzora chayim, with the pillar of life. And I think that with Barry, that's pashut, because his whole life was connected with the tzora chayim. So, Taka, that's what should be. His neshama should have maila to the highest places in Gan Eden. His family should have a full level of nechama, and we should all have a full level of nechama to be able to carry on without him. But hopefully, maintain this little deeper inner peace that Rav Baruch Bendit was so fantastic in displaying and giving over.